went after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. Brand new and back after 20 years, the band is Doggy Style out of Orange County, California. Brand new for 2011 on Anarchy Music. Name of this release is Punker's Anthem. And we heard a track called Super Punkers. Gee, I don't know. I've never called myself a super punker. How about you?
I'm a lot super more punk than that band.
Okay. Sure. So, yes, this is Generation Annihilation for another week here. And my name is Aaron, and across from me,
Fote. What's up?
All the way from Strathcona in East Vancouver.
That's right. Represent
Kinko's favorite customer.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
man.
Kinko's favorite customer who has recently printed off a cool flyer, a cool handbill for Distort Fest Volume 7. And geez, there's no stopping this guy because he's doing three nights now.
Yeah,
it's not two, and it's three. And it's September 15th to the 17th at the Rickshaw Theater. And yeah, you've been a busy guy in other ways too. You were you played a show last weekend down in Eugene, Oregon.
Yeah, right? we played a festival, Blood Stains Across Eugene Fest.
And that was Total War?
Total War, yeah.
And who else did you see?
A bunch of bands. I can't really think of the names right now. I'm kind of on the spot.
But, okay.
One of the bands was a band called Save Yourself. I actually got their CDR demo. And
okay.
I think, yeah, we'll probably play it later in the show.
Probably hear that in a bit. And, yeah, what else was I going to add? Yeah, both of us came up here in style today, rode up here in style. Only I rode up with two wheels. He rode up with four. You're sporting some new wheels there, too.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
My yuppie-mobile.
So everybody's phoning and asking you, can you move some gear? Can you drive me here? Can you...
yeah, I already got that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. But hey, you know, you earn karma points that way, right?
Big time.
So anyways, let's get into the show. Speaking of Eugene, Oregon, we're going to hear an act from Eugene, Oregon, and this is a very overlooked and underrated act, and they're phenomenal. They were one of my favorite acts growing up, and I actually got to see them once, and they are the Detonators.
All right.
Here we go.
People passing by, exploring, and I don't know why. It's safe, it's neighborhood, it's safe, we go. Glasgow or out of your mind. Said we're going for see some ID. I was thinking it was deportation time for me. Hey! It was just a murder in Hollywood. Hollywood tell us what Hassel was not about. I'm freaking out. Then they finally said, there's murder down below. Happens every day in the land of snow. Yeah! It was just a murder in Hollywood. Just another murder in Hollywood.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear,
Woo Vintage,
The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl,
Flaming Angels Boutique,
and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR started that set off with the Detonators, who were originally from California, but then they relocated to Eugene, Oregon, which is where they recorded that album, Just Another Reason. We heard a track called It's Safe, and then we went over to Winnipeg, Manitoba, or some would say Calgary. I don't know. Do you call Personality Crisis Winnipeg or Calgary?
Yeah, definitely Winnipeg.
It is ambiguous, though.
Wasn't it just one member from Calgary or something? Was it John Card?
John Card was, but if you look in the Canadian Smash the State, the Canadian punk discography, it says Calgary / Winnipeg, so it's still kind of a gray area there. So, yeah, we heard a track called The Look, and that was from the Creatures for a While reissue, and, yeah, Personality Crisis have a book documented by local writer Chris Walter, a veteran from the Winnipeg punk scene. Have you read it yet?
I still haven't picked it up. Have you read it?
I haven't yet, no.
sorry, Chris Walter, if you're listening. Well, sure, it's great.
No apologies. We're plugging his book. Followed with some Toxic Reasons. Also, going back to that same era, Riot Squad from the 1982 classic Independence came out on a few labels. Originally came out on Risky Records. Later got reissued by, what's that record label in Germany? Lost and Found, I think. And then it just recently came out on War on Music Records out of Winnipeg, which you can probably find around town.
Oh, and, War on Music repressed that, eh?
Yeah.
Huh.
I believe they did. Well, let's find out.
I was not aware of that.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, they are. War on Music. Yeah. Yeah, War on Music. Classic going back.
We're talking about Personality Crisis, not Toxic.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Toxic Reasons.
No. Now we're talking about Personality. Or were we? Yeah, we're... Okay, sorry. I'm going back and forth. I'm sorry. Okay, no. War on Music never reissued Independence. That was reissued by Beer City.
There you go.
Yeah. see, that's my hangover talking.
That's last night's party / gig.
Yep. And, yeah, I followed off with DOA from the Lost Tapes, Murder in Hollywood, track that appeared on the Let's Wreck the Party record, but that was on the a very raw version on the Lost Tapes. And I think Folt would attest that that's a very overproduced, slick record, but you listen to that song, it is a punk song for sure.
It's a pretty good tune.
Yeah. And, yeah, moving along, after DOA, we heard Agent 86 from the Apartheid American Style release. We heard a track called USA Today, and band from Arcadia, California.
Arcadia,
you've been there?
Been there a couple times, yeah.
All right, and that was produced here at Cecil English Studio by none other than the man, Joey Shithead Keithley himself. And we're going to get into a posthumous release by a Vancouver band. They were called Sludge. And this song is called The Great Liberation. Here we go.
Yeah. hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Generation Annihilation here on CITR. Yeah, we play a lot of punk and hardcore in this show too, don't we?
Big time.
Yeah, and we started that set off with Sludge, a recording going back to 1996. We had a track called The Great Liberation, and it's on Pancranium Records. Very limited run. It was a recording that was done in 1996, and I got to see this band Sludge a lot of times. You'd never heard them, but you looked at the... at the members, and you went, hey, I know that guy. Who did you know in this band?
Chris Frey.
Chris Frey.
Radio Berlin Hall of Fame.
Yeah, who is now in Germany. Very nice guy, too.
Yeah, he moved to Germany, eh?
Yeah, he's in Germany.
I'll be.
Yeah, thanks to the wonders of the evil Facebook, I found him on there. I was like, where are you? Oh, in Germany. Huh, okay, cool. yeah, we followed with another band from the 80s, 87, Fratricide, Ripper Wide. The Sky was the name of the track, and... yeah, that featured Eric, who did the Flex Your Head show up here. And yeah, there's a lot of this. Originally was supposed to come out on a test pressing with a band, the Dutch band called Neroot. And I've seen that record go for as much as $1,800 on eBay.
Whoa.
But the guy who was selling it said it's the best hardcore record you'll ever own. And it was supposed to come out on Pussmore, and the guy, his claim to fame was, wow, I even got letters from me and Pusshead. So I don't know, maybe that's... I don't know, maybe that's worth some. What's worth some of those bucks. But anyways, you can get this record around town. It's quite easy to find.
For less than $1,800.
Yeah, you can probably find it for, I don't know, probably really cheap. Jonzo, who is now back singing in Hong Kong Blonde, yeah, talk to him, and he's got a whole whack of copies. Ask him nicely, and he'll give you a deal, I'm sure, on one. And we followed with Crystal Mess from the Worms of the Earth release. Some very recent crossover. And you know what? I forgot to... write down the song, so I'm going to go back and grab it. Yeah, we heard a track called 10 Times, and yeah, this band is from Calgary, Alberta, and even though it's Foat's hometown, does he like this record?
Oh, it is what it is.
Yeah,
it's not really Foat's steez, but
yeah,
I'll dig it.
It's, you know, that's because you're not a crossover kid.
Not a crossover kid.
I'm there you go.
Straight up punk, man.
All right. You never sold out. Okay, anyways, let's go. Where were you here? Jesus Fucking Christ from the Bay Area. We heard two songs from them. 43rds and what was the other track that we heard? We heard two tracks. 43rds and A Living Hell. And yeah, this band features Dave Edwards from Neurosis and Larry from The Rickets and many other bands out of Seattle. And, yeah, it's about 12:36, so we're going to have to get into some tunes.
I think I'm going to start playing some tunes from some bands that have just...
we saw these guys last night at the Chateau Noir, and it takes a lot to impress me. I mean, there's a lot of good bands out there, but it takes a lot for me to say, like, wow, this is really good, but this band here is really good.
It's not often you see Aaron Brown thrashing in the pit, but you were doing some... killer dance moves, slamming beers.
Slamming beers and slamming into people.
Yeah, big time.
Anyways, probably even bonked you a few times.
You probably did.
Okay.
So, this is a new band from Edmonton. They're also playing Distort Fest.
And they're playing Squamish today, too.
And they're playing Squamish tonight. If you want to go swimming and then, you know, go to a punk show, go
all
to
right.
Squamish tonight.
So, Rapid Loss. Here we go. Let's go.
Stop!
7th at the Waldorf, it's Drag City Recording Artists RTX featuring Jennifer Verema of Royal Trucks. Also hitting the stage will be Nashville's Heavy Cream and Vancouver's very own Joyce Collingwood. Doors are at 9 p.m. Advance tickets are on sale for $10 at rtxheavycream.eventbrite.com. RTX, Heavy Cream, and Joyce Collingwood, Wednesday, September 7th at the Waldorf.
All right, Generation Annihilation and CITR. At the start of the set, we heard Rapid Loss from Edmonton, who played last night. A Dark Place is the name of the track, and we heard two tracks. Or no, we didn't. Or did we? No.
We heard one track off the 7th.
Self-inflicted. Yeah.
And after that, we heard Vile Intent. They played last night as well.
Vile Intent from...
from Montreal. Yeah, just... I got to say, in the past few years, I've kind of gotten over the power violence thing a little bit. But seeing that band last night kind of revived a lot of, you know, what made me fall in love with bands like Crossed Out and Infest in the first place. And, yeah, they put on a really good set, and it's cool. Local boy Brent is on vocals and rocking the mic, just kicking ass.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
What did we play after that? Oh, yeah, we played Contagium and in... Pawns
from
there.
Their release on A Total End, Contagium from Halifax, Nova Scotia.
And they were here last week.
Yeah, they were. I got to see them once, or actually I got to hear them once. I was upstairs when they were playing, but yeah, they played a lot of good shows, I'm told.
Yeah, they played...
Three Peeps from Halifax.
Yeah, I saw them at the Astoria while I put on that show, and then the next day saw them in Squamish, and... yeah, just ripping. It's really good to see like bands from Halifax just tearing it up, because that doesn't usually happen unless, you know, we're talking about Sloan or Thrush Hermit or something. But, you know, the Crust Realm. We got Napalm Raid. Yep. We got Contagium now. It's kicking ass.
All right. And we're going to hear another band. Did you see this band last week?
No, I missed this band last week, but whatever.
Yeah, well, that's good, because I'd feel really jealous now if you said you did. Actually, no, I wouldn't, but I wish I saw them last week.
Yeah.
Who is it?
It's none other than the Zero Boys. Hey, and this goes out to Bryce Dunn. I don't know if he's listening.
Actually, I'm talking about the other Bryce.
Oh.
Bryce Martinick.
Oh, well.
I think Bryce Dunn probably likes this song.
Yeah, I think he'd like it, yeah. But anyways.
So that's who I should specify. We do know a few Bryces, but yeah, I was talking about about Bryce, and yeah, his favorite song of all time is Solitary Confinement by the Weirdos. So,
we're not going to play the Weirdos. We're going to play none other than the Zero Boys.
Civilization's Dying. Here we go.
And the president and the big rock star who made a lot of money. All I got one. tenths of a millisecond after the explosion, and at a distance of 60 miles, the light from the fireball of a single megaton thermonuclear device is 30 times brighter than the midday sun. This little boy has received severe retinal burns from an explosion 27 miles away.
Winding up Generation Annihilation for another week, and yeah, in that last set we started things off with the classic, actually that was sort of a classic set, Zero Boys, definite classic, Civilization's Dying from the Vicious Circle release, I don't know, probably a favorite of mine, a favorite of Foat's, and if it's not a favorite of yours, what the hell's wrong with you? Followed up with the Limp Wrist out of Chicago, Ain't No Cross in My Hand from their self-titled release. Yeah, they just played, where, Seattle?
Yeah, they played Seattle like 2.5 months ago or something.
You were there?
No, I wasn't. Annie Wilson was, though, and she requested that I play that.
And she got to see the Zero Boys too.
Lucky and she
girl.
Saw the Zero Boys.
Yeah.
And she got to see the Cro-Mags.
Well,
damn you, Annie.
Don't care about the Cro-Mags.
Oh.
Don't care about it. Never seen them, don't care to ever see them.
This is where we have our little musical arguments.
Yeah, and speaking of musical arguments, we heard Discharge, Hear Nothing, See Nothing, Say Nothing, Possibilities of Life's Destruction, and then we heard Crucifix, a track called How, When, and Where on the Dehumanization release, and a few weeks ago you were up here and you played Crucifix because I requested it, and then you played Crucifix and you said, how could I like the Crucifix better? But I had to reiterate myself, explain myself to you that I don't like the Crucifix better. I like them both. It's like apples to oranges, different genres. And speaking of genres, you know what made Crucifix special ahead of their time?
What?
Well, they were the first band from the States to be on a crass label. They were the first band to have that studded jacket, spiky-haired look. They were one of the first American bands to sing about animal rights and nuclear war. So, yeah, they took kind of the UK 82 peace punk thing and kind of made it their own.
They were the first band from the U.S., I think, to be full-on influenced by Discharge.
Yeah,
them definitely. And Final Warning, who I actually wanted to play today but didn't get around to.
Yeah, to next week.
Next week I'll do it.
One band I think you must like, if you like Crucifix, is Final Conflict. Have you ever heard the Ashes to Ashes album?
I'm a fan of Final Conflict.
The Ashes to Ashes album totally screams Crucifix. I think they were listening to a lot of Crucifix.
I think so.
When they
California, early 80s. Punks.
Yeah. That record came out in about 87. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they look punk as fuck on the back of that record.
Big time.
Fucking exploited shirts, blue mohawks, Motorhead back patches, fucking 14-hole docks. Back in 1987, when that look was kind of gone out, they were still sporting it.
Big time. Yeah. Yeah. Props to that.
Yeah. And, so we're almost out of time here. We're going to talk about a few shows. You'll be on the road, you're going on tour, right?
We're going on tour, leaving eight days from now. But we're playing a tour send-off, and it's also a benefit show for Distort Vancouver because it costs a lot of goddamn money to put on a fest. So any money can help.
So get out and support this damn fest too, right?
So it's going to be happening at Pat's Pub on Friday. White Lung is headlining, as well as Infect Propaganda, Vivid Sect from Portland, great band, and Total War will be
that's next
first.
Friday at Pat's Pub.
Friday at Pat's Pub, regular punk show time, $10. Goes to making sure you see some really amazing bands on
Distort
September
Fest,
15th, 16th, and 17th. We got Unruled, The Authorities, Mundo Muerto, Bellicose Minds, No Problem, just tons of bands. So yeah, support it. Lots of bands from Florida, California, Montreal. Truncheons, which is Janik from After the Bombs' new band, and I don't know, the list goes on and on. I don't have time to talk about it, but look at it on the internet at www.chargedistorted.blogspot.com if you can remember that.
It's about time you gave yourself a plug. I was thinking about that. Do you ever mention your website? On the subject of website, if you'd like to download the show, www.generationannihilation.com, and we should get going here, and we got one more to play you.
Yes.
Is this a dedication to anybody?
Yourself? This is a dedication to me, Hesher, and Nick, because this song is called Born for the Road, and it's by one of the best bands of all time, and I'm sure on tour we're going to listen to this almost every day, about five times a day. This is Born for the Road by NFC.
All right.
See you next week, dudes.
Yeah, next week I won't be here. Folk will be, and if you like what you heard, I'm sure you'll like what you heard next week.
Big time.
Yep. See you later. Have a good day. Enjoy the sun. Get out there. Bring your portable radio and crank up Power Chord very loud. This
get
is an Epsy.
Drunk.
Power Chord up next. We'll be right back.